Good day, friends. It's Friday, the 8th of May. And especially good as rain has covered Perth and a few places. We hope it continues to do the same. But it looks to be changing a little. And let's sit quietly and let the Lord change us a little. You pick up from Exodus 19 the encounters of Moses on the mountain and in interaction with God's people. Those who may know better how many times Moses went up the mountain, we know that it's twice at least for the Ten Commandments and for the second set. But there appears to be others in this interaction. The second time, at least, the Lord, from verse 20, on chapter 19, the Lord descended to the top of the Mount Sinai and called Moses to the top of the mountain. So Moses went up, and the Lord said to him, "Go down and warn the people, so they do not force their way through to see the Lord, and many of them perish. Even the priests who approach the Lord must consecrate themselves, or the Lord will break out against them." Moses said to the Lord, "The people cannot come to Mount Sinai because you have warned us. Put limits around the mountain and set apart it as holy." The Lord replied, "Go down and bring Aaron up with you, but the priests and the people must not force their way through to come up to the Lord, or he will break out against them." This, as we focus in on sentence and verses, it just reminds me of the holiness and the complete separated nature of whom God is, and the the creative power resting in him being made available, or him condescending or coming down to make interaction with his people. And that is not possible, for his holiness and power would consume each of us. And again, I'm reminded of the gratefulness that God sent his Son to be the mediator, to cover and to bring us into relationship with God, whom we could not do. And Moses is that figurehead here. The idea too that to be set apart as holy, or to consecrate yourself, or to prepare yourself to meet with God, is almost something that we take for granted. And as I read, it seemed to indicate that to stop those that would walk over and touch the mountain for sake of trying to gain something, or to show an interest, to kind of treat it as a tourist spot, God's making it clear, don't treat me like that. Don't look from a distance and then think you can come so close to me without knowing something of greatness. Come with the right intention to actually be with me, not just to see a spectacle. May we want to meet with the Lord and to prepare ourselves rightly, and We're so grateful that we can come boldly to the throne of God at any point in time. And that is always God's heart for us. And that's why Christ came. That's why the preparations to have all of the laws set aside for the people were made. But I think it's still good to take seriously whom we are meeting with. Our Heavenly Father, the Creator of great power, is willing to come and meet with us. Oh, what a transformational thought. And the Ten Commandments we'll read next week. And we'll probably close our readings at this point.